stop for a word of prayer.
让我们低头祷告。
Father, we thank you again for it is your grace that allows us to come into your presence.
天父，我们再一次感谢你，因为藉着你的恩典，让我们今天可以来到。
For you are our Father who longingly calls us to come into your presence to see your glory.
因为你就是我们的天父，你呼召我们来到见到你的荣耀。
Father, may your spirit fill us.
天父，求你的灵浇灌在我们当中。
Draw us close to your throne.
让我们靠近你的宝座。
That we will come to worship you with our hearts and our minds.
让我们一心一意的来到敬拜你。
Father, we pray that your words will speak to our hearts.
主，我们祈求你对我们的心来到说话。
Inform our minds.
让我们有认识你。
And help us to see the joy of your salvation.
也都让我们看到救恩的喜乐。
Father, we pray that your spirit will work in the midst of our hearts.
我们祈求你的灵在我们心里面来到工作。
Sanctify our worship and make it holy in your sight.
求你使我们的敬拜成为圣洁的在你眼中。
Pray these things in Jesus' name.
我们是奉耶稣基督的名字祈求。
Amen.
Amen.
We're continuing our study in the book of Mark in chapter 4.
我们今天会继续读马可福音的第四章。
We're going to continue to look at Jesus' teaching through the parables.
我们今天会看到耶稣是用比喻的来到教导。
As we learned last week,
在上个星期我们看到了。
Parables are essentially stories and examples that illustrate a principle.
比喻基本上就是一些故事或者一些例子来到去解释一些原则。
And Jesus uses parables to teach the truth about the kingdom of God.
耶稣就是用比喻来到教导神国度的真理。
Now the thing about parables is that not everyone would understand the hidden truths behind the parables.
比喻的实质来讲，不是每一个人能够明白到比喻里面所隐藏的真理。
And as we heard from last week, from Mark chapter 4, verse 11, and John chapter 8, verse 47,
那在上个星期我们看到马可福音和约翰福音
God's truth is revealed to those whom God loves.
神的真理就是启示给神所爱的人。
God's truth is revealed to those who belong to Christ.
神的真理就是启示了给属于基督的人。
And this revelation comes from the Holy Spirit as it works with the Word of God.
而这个的启示就是藉着圣灵通过神的话语。
And it is the Holy Spirit that opens the mind to see and the heart to receive God's truth.
是圣灵打开人的眼睛，让心能够接受神的真理。
So we have to understand that divine revelation.
我们要知道神的启示。
Is God's greatest grace gift to us.
是神给我们一个最大恩典的礼物。
You know, if we realize that, what is our greatest gift that we have? What is the greatest thing that we have?
如果我们要知道我们最宝贵的是什么，最宝贵的礼物是什么？
It is the Bible, the Word of God.
最宝贵的就是神的话语。
That should be the most precious thing we have in life.
这个应该是在我们生命里面最宝贵的东西。
Because that is God's divine revelation straight to us.
因为这个是神直接向我们的启示。
And Christians,True Christians will respond to God's word.
一个真正的基督徒对神的话语会有回应的。
That is because you have been made alive.
因为你已经得着生命了。
Today we're going to look at three short parables as Jesus reveals to us this wonderful mystery of the kingdom of God.
我们今天会看三个简短的比喻，就是藉着这个比喻，神就耶稣就让我们看到神国度的奥秘。
The first parable is from verses 21 to 23.
第一个比喻就是从第21节至到23节。
The parable of the lamp.
就是这个灯的比喻。
Now this parable shows us God's sovereignty.
在这个比喻里面就让我们看到神的主权。
That God has a purpose and a plan.
神是有一个计划的。神是有目的的。
And his will come to fruition.
而佢嘅旨意必然成就。
Nothing can hinder it.
冇一样嘢能够拦阻佢。
Verse 21, and he said to them, "Is a lamp brought in to be put under a basket or under a bed, and not on a stand? For nothing is hidden except to be made manifest, nor is anything secret except to come to light. If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear."
耶稣又对他们说，人拿灯来，岂是要放在斗底下、床底下，不放在灯台上么？因为掩藏的事没有不显出来，隐瞒的事没有不露出来的。有意可听的，就应当听。
Very simple and very short, right?
系咪好简短啊？
You know, on the surface, it makes sense.
咁如果我哋表面嚟睇咧，系好合逻辑嘅。
You know, nobody lights a lamp and then hides the light.
冇人会话拿咗支灯出嚟咧，要遮住个光嘅。
I think a lot of people are familiar with this verse.
我谂好多人都会好熟悉呢一节啦。
As Jesus used it in actually this illustration in the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 5.
在马可福音第五章登山宝训的时候，耶稣都有讲过。
And where he talks about that, we as Christians are the light.
在那里耶稣说，我们这班的基督徒，我们就是这个光了。
And you are the shine for Christ.
你就要为基督来到发光。
You are to bring the gospel around to the world.
你要将这个福音带到去世界的各地。
But Mark is slightly different here.
但是马可在这里用的方法是有少少不同。
It's interesting, in the Greek, he puts a definite article before the word lamp.
在希列文来讲，他就是用了这个定冠词在灯之前。
So it's saying the lamp. The definite article is the lamp.
那这个定冠词呢就是这灯。
So in some sense, some commentators say that actually pointing to a specific lamp.
那一些解经家就说，这里所讲的灯就是特别的一眼灯。
And the word they translate brought.
而他们怎样去翻译拿这个字呢？
The lamp brought, but it's actually a word that says come.
拿灯其实翻译来讲是
come.
来。
So literally, the sentence says, does the lamp come to be put under a basket? Does the lamp come?
咁个翻译就系话 ，Does the lamp come？ 灯来吗？这灯来吗
？So this parable is actually pointing to a specific lamp.
咁呢一个嘅比喻所指出嘅系一眼特别嘅灯。
And it's pointing to Jesus as the lamp that comes.
而呢一眼灯就系主耶稣。他就是那眼灯要来到。
God did not send Jesus to be kept in secret.
神差耶稣来不是一个秘密。
You know, for the time being, right now,
暂时这段时间，
he wants to veil who he is.
他还没揭开他的面纱，让人知道他是谁。
But during Jesus' earthly ministry, things are hidden.
事情是隐蔽的。
Because the time has not come yet.
因为时候未到。
It not come for him to be revealed.
还未要表露他是谁的时候。
Jesus says that himself a few times when he talks to his mother Mary, when he, you know,
耶稣自己都讲过几次，当他跟玛利亚对话。
In John chapter 2, verse 7.
在约翰福音第二章的第七节。
Mary says, oh, they've run out of wine.
玛利亚跟他说，啊，他们不够酒了。
Jesus, go help them.
耶稣你去帮他们吧。
And Jesus' response is,
耶稣的回应，
My time has not come.
我的时间还没到。
It's not time for him to be revealed.
要彰显他是哪一位的时间还没来到。
And God's showing us that God has a plan.
神让我们知道他是有计划的。
He has a timetable for Jesus' ministry.
在耶稣的事工里面也都是有一个时间表。
A time to preach the gospel.
一段时间是要宣讲福音。
It's a time to prepare his disciples and his followers.
一段时间要为他的门徒和跟随他的人作准备。
But the time will come when Jesus, the glory will be revealed.
但是亦都会有一个时间要彰显耶稣的荣耀。
From the resurrection on,
从他复活以后,
all his glory shall be revealed.
祂一切的榮耀都會被彰顯。
And this is what it says in verse 22. Everything will be manifest and will come to light.
第二十二節就是這樣講了，沒有不露出來的事。
The veil is taken away.
這個的面紗已經被除開。
And Jesus will be known as the bearer of the kingdom of God.
耶穌就會被人知道祂就是要带神的国度来的一位。
And it will be for all the world to see.
这个就是要让整个世界来到见到。
And therefore, in verse 23 is a solemn call to faith.
所以第二十三节就是一个庄严的呼召。
Come and believe.
你们要来相信。
Come and know who I am.
你们要来知道我是谁。
Passage, this parable gives us comfort.
这个的比喻带给我们的是安慰。
Because even in Jesus' life, we see that God has a plan and a design.
就算在耶稣的生命里面，我们看到神是有一个设计，神是有一个计划。
Because what we're seeing in Jesus' life at this moment, things have not been going very good.
我们看到耶稣的生命这一刻事情不是很顺利的。
That there were burdens and trials in life where he's persecuted.
在生命里面他是有担子，他是有试炼的，他是被逼迫的。
He's rejected by religious leaders.
他是被这些宗教的领袖所拒绝的。
You know, even his own family does not recognize him as the Savior.
就算他自己的家人在这一刻还没认出他是救主。
You know, but God does bring all things to a conclusion.
但是神亦都要将万事带来一个的结束。
To bring about His will.
将祂的旨意带来。
And that is a promise that we also grab onto.
而这个同样的是我们要抓紧的应许。
That God has a purpose and a plan for our lives.
神在我们的生命亦都有一个的计划，有一个的目的。
Jeremiah 29:11 reminds us that God has a plan and a purpose.
在耶利米书那里亦都提醒我们，神在我们的生命里面是有计划，是有目的的。
Everything we face in life.
在生命里面我们所面对的一切。
It's God's design to grow us, to make us holy.
神的原意就是要使我们成长，使我们成圣。
Romans 8 reminds us that he works all things for the good of those who love him.
罗马书第八章提醒我们，神要万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
So we've got to keep that in focus each day.
每一天我们要专注的就是这件事。
And the second parable that we see here is from verses 26 to 29.
第二个比喻就是由26节至到第29节。
This is the parable of the seed, the growing seed.
这个就是撒种的比喻。
You know, this is a parable that's actually unique to Mark. Only Mark has this parable of...
这个比喻是很独特的，因为只是记载了在马可福音。
And this parable shows us the power of God building his kingdom.
这个的比喻让我就是看到神建造他国度的大能。
We see his authority in our salvation.
也都看到他在我们救恩里面的权柄。
Verse 26,
第26节这样讲。
And he said, the kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter seed on the ground.He sleeps and rises night and day, and the seed sprouts and grows. He knows not how. The earth produces by itself first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. But when the grain is ripe, at once he puts in the sickle, because the harvest has come.
又说神的国如同人把种撒在地上，黑夜睡觉，白日起来。这种就发芽渐长，那人却不晓得如何这样。地生五谷时出于自然的，生先发苗，后长穗，再后穗上结成饱满的籽粒。谷既熟了，就用镰刀去割，因为收成的时候到了。
From a big picture perspective,
如果我们用一幅大的眼光来去看这幅图画，
This parable is talking about and describing the coming and the development of the kingdom of God.
这个比喻就是讲到神的国度要来到要建立。
That it is the mysterious power and work of God.
这个就是神大能的奥秘。
God is the one in control.
是神有这个的主权。
God is the one that orchestrates this salvation, the building of his kingdom from Christ to all through all the church today.
神的主权就是安排耶稣的救恩建立教会，从当时至到现在。
He is the one that builds each and every aspects of his salvation.
就是他在救恩里面每一个的环节是神建立的。
And that gives us comfort to realize that even in our churches, God is the one that is making us whole.
这个也都给我们有这个安慰，就算在教会里面是神去建立。
He will be the one to perfect our salvation.
是他使我们的救恩完全。
To perfect the church.
亦都是佢使教会完全。
Now, from a personal salvation perspective,
如果从一个个人得救的角度来睇，
this parable also shows us the mystery of the seed of the gospel.
呢度亦都让我哋睇到福音种子嘅奥秘。
You know, when that seed is planted within someone's heart.
当这个的种子栽种了在某一个人的心里面。
So it's saying that when it comes to the sphere of salvation,
换句话来讲，当我们讲到救恩，
the rule of God in the hearts of believers,
是神管辖一个信徒的心。
God is the one that is sovereignly at work.
是神抱住他的主权来到工作。
You know, Romans 1:16 reminds us,
罗马书的第一章第十六节这样提醒我们，
the gospel is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes.
我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要叫一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希利尼人。
So the gospel comes with God's power.
所以神的福音是带着神的大能。
Salvation is the work of God.
救恩是神的工作。
And our role is basically like a farmer.
而我们的角色就是好像一个农夫一样。
A farmer that plants the seed and goes home and goes to sleep.
一个农夫他撒了种之后，他回到家他就睡觉。
You know, sometimes we make evangelism so difficult.
有时我们整到传福音是很难的。
It is so scary.
因为觉得很害怕的。觉得很难去做的。
But in reality, this is so, it's very simple here. Plant the seed and go to sleep.
但是这里讲到很容易，撒完种可以回家睡觉。
You don't have to worry, you don't have to be anxious.
你不需要担心，你不需要有焦虑。
You know, shine your light, go to bed.
发出你的光，跟着就去睡觉了。
Because we're not responsible whether that person believes or not.
因为这个人相不相信，这个不是我们的责任。
We have no control.
因为这个不在我们的掌控里面。
Because it is in God's hands.
因为这个是在神的手里面。
You know, this is a wonderful mystery of God's salvation that we need to know.
这个就是神救恩的奥秘，我们必须要知道。
You know, because hidden in the seed of the gospel, the truth.
因为在福音的种子里面所隐藏的真理。
There is the power of God that brings life.
就是有神的大能能够赐生命的。
And it breaks out.
而它会发芽生长的。
While we're asleep.
当我们睡觉那段时
候。So it's a reminder. All we need to do is speak the truth.
所以要提醒我们，我们要做的就是说出真理。
Bring forth that gospel.
将这个福音带出来。
And it's God who brings that power at work in the lives of the hearers.
是神去帮助这些听到的人在他们的生命里面来到工作。
You know, and it describes here, we know not how, it's mysterious.
在这里讲到话，我们不知道怎样发生的，因为这个是一个奥秘。
How does, exactly does God soften that heart and make it flesh?
神怎样去软化这个的心，让它成为一个肉心呢？
We know what happens, but we don't know how.
我们知道这个事情是发生的，但是我们不知道如何发生。
And this is the mystery and majesty of Christ and His
work. 这个就是主耶稣基督祂的荣耀祂的奥秘。
You know, John Piper puts it this way.
John Piper 牧师这样说。
No human being contributes to the regeneration, conversion, or justification, or the anywhere in the salvation process.
在救恩的过程里面，没一个人能够在悔改、称义、
conversion、
悔改、称义里面作任何的东西。
Okay, repeat that. No human being contributes in a regeneration of a man's heart.
在悔改这个过程里面，没一个人在重生悔改里面，这个过程里面，没一个人能够做到什么。
No one brings true conversion to people.
因为没人能够带一个真正的重生。
No one can ever make a person justified.
没人能够使一个人称义。
You know, this is the wonderful work of God, the Holy Spirit.
因为这个就是圣灵奇妙的工作。
And we have to always remember that.
我们时时要谨记。
First Corinthians 3 reminds us God is the one who gives growth.
哥林多前书第三章提醒我们，是神使我们成长的。
It's a passage we studied in our cell group. It's a wonderful passage.
在我们的小组里面，我们有查过这一段的经文。
Paul says, I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the growth. So neither he who plants nor he who waters is anything, but only God who gives the growth.
保罗说，我栽种了，阿波罗浇灌了，唯有神叫他生长。可见栽种的算不得什么，浇灌的也算不得什么，只在那叫他生长的神。
That's the mystery of God's kingdom.
这个就是神国度的奥秘。
And even as we look at our church, why are we growing?
就算我们看看我们自己的教会，为什么是成长呢？
It's not anything that we've done.
不是因为我们做了什么。
It's God bringing people here to hear His word.
是神将人带到来这里听祂的话语。
As we faithfully invite people, God brings the growth into our church.
当我们殷勤地去邀请人回到来这里听到神的话语。
And the encouragement we see here
在这里我们所得着的鼓励
is when God starts the growth.
是当神开始这个成长的过程。
It will not end until it's completed.
这个过程是一直会继续直到去完结。
It begins with a blade of faith.
怎样开始的？首先就是这个信心的苗开始发出来。
Then the ear comes up, then the full grain.
后长穗，然之后就会满了这个籽粒。
This reminds us of Philippians 1:6.
这里所提醒我们的就是腓立比书一章六节。
That What it says, I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ.
这样说，我深信那在 你们心里动了善功的，必成全这功，直到耶稣基督的日子。
God will complete our salvation.
神会使我们的救恩得以完全。
You know, understanding this parable gives us amazing comfort and assurance in life.
当我们明白这个比喻的时候，我们的生命就会有这个安慰，有这个确据。
It reminds us that we must live in faith.
提醒我们要凭着信心而过活。
To live in total dependence on God.
是当我们生活的时候，我们是全依赖神。
Because God is the one that is molding our lives each and every moment.
因为每一刻是神去塑造我们的生命。
You know, we may struggle with faith.
在我们的信心上面，可能我们会有挣扎。
Our loved ones, our spouses, our children may struggle with faith.
我们所爱的人，我们的配偶，我们的儿女，可能在他们的信心上面都有挣扎。
It's not that they may, they will.
不是说他们可能会，其实是他们会。
Because we're still imperfect, everyone struggles with faith.
因为我们还未完全，我们每一个人在信心上面都会有挣扎。
That's why we're constantly reminded we need to go to the well, we need to come to Christ.
所以我们时常被提醒，我们要去到活水的井，我们要去到耶稣基督那里。
It is in God's word that we find assurance and faith.
因为就是在神的话语里面我们得着信心的确据。
When our faith is weak, it's his word that strengthens us.
当我们的信心是软弱的时候，就是他的话语加给我们力量。
That's God's simple design for us in our lives.
这个就是在我们生命里面一个的设计。
And God has promised that he will complete his work in your life.
而神亦都应许过，佢要喺你嘅生命里边完成佢嘅工作。
So even when we see our loved ones struggle,
所以就算如果我哋睇到我哋所爱嘅人有呢个挣扎
，we point them to God's word.
我哋要将神嘅话指向佢。
And we can cling to God's truth as well.
而我哋自己亦都揸实神嘅真理。
That if God has begun the salvation in the lives of our loved ones and myself.
如果神已经在我所爱的人和我的生命当中开始了这个救恩的工作，
He is the protector and perfecter of our faith.
他就是保守我们的信心，使我们信心完全的那位。
So in the midst of the struggle, cling to that hope.
所以在你的挣扎当中，你要捉紧这个的应许，
God reassures us.
这个的盼望，因为神给了我们这个的确据。
It is his power unto salvation.
是他的大能将救恩给了我们。
And the third parable is from verses 30 to 32.
第三个比喻就是从第三十至到三十二节。
This parable of the mustard seed.
呢度就是讲芥菜种的比喻。
This parable shows us God's amazing hope through Christ.
在这个比喻里面就让我们看到在主耶稣基督里面有这个奇妙的盼望。
And verse 30, and he said, with what can we compare the kingdom of God? Or what parable shall we use for it?It is like a grain of mustard seed, which when sown on the ground is the smallest of all the seeds on earth. Yet when it is sown, it grows up and becomes larger than all the garden plants and puts out large branches so that the birds of the air can make nests in its shade.
又说神的国，我们可用什么比较呢？可用什么比喻表明呢？好像一粒芥菜种种在地里的时候，虽比地上的百种都少，但种上以后就长起来，比各样的菜都大，又长出大枝来，甚至天上的飞鸟可以宿在它的荫下。
So the kingdom of God is like this small mustard seed that is planted.
神的国度就好像芥菜种咁细粒嘅。
And it turns into the huge, the largest plant of the garden.
成为园中最大嗰棵树。
You know, we know today the mustard seed isn't the smallest seed that there is in the world.
今日我哋知道芥菜种唔系世界最细嘅嗰粒种子。
There's one smaller, but
仲有一个系仲比芥菜种细嘅。
In Israelites' time, at that time, they used the mustard seed. That was the smallest seed they used during their farming.
但是当其时在以色列的地方，在当时的农业里面，芥菜种是最小的一粒种子。
It is like a grain of sand.
就是好像一粒沙那么小。
But when you plant it, it grows over 15 feet high.
但是当你栽种了之后，芥菜种会长到高过15尺。
And this illustrates the amazing growth of God's kingdom.
在这里就是预表了神的国度就是这么奇妙的成长。
It will grow many folds.
它会生很多很多倍。
You know,What's happening here with Jesus, things were not going very smoothly in the beginning of his ministry.
在这里我们看到耶稣开始他的事工的时候，事情不是很顺利。
Remember he was rejected by the leaders?
你记不记得他是被一些领袖所拒绝？
His own family thought he was out of his mind.
他自己的家人都以为他疯了。
Things didn't look so hopeful.
事情睇起上嚟唔係咁有盼望。
So where do these disciples find hope?
咁呢一啲嘅門徒又喺邊度揾到盼望咧？
When things are going so bad.
當事情係咁差。
And it is this parable that reminds them and tells them that the day will come.
就係呢個比喻去提醒佢哋，讓佢哋知道有一天要嚟到。
When God's glory will surpass all the glory and all the power of every nation.
當神嘅榮耀要超越世界每一個國度嘅榮耀。
And the world will ultimately culminate with Christ being on top as the kingdom. As the king of the kingdom of God.
而呢一个世界就要招聚去到神嘅国度里边，有主耶稣基督为王。
And Christ will bring forth that kingdom in glory and in power.
而耶稣就要带着荣耀、权柄、能力嘅，将呢一个国度带领。
That is what we as Christians have to look forward to in Christ.
而作為一個基督徒，我哋喺基督裏邊就可以有呢一個嘅期待。
That when Christ comes and returns as King,
當耶穌再翻嚟成為君王嘅時候
，to establish His kingdom,
去建立佢嘅國度。
You as a believer will be heirs to that eternal kingdom.
你喺一個信徒嘅時候就要承受呢個永恆嘅國。
No matter what race, what nationality, they will all be under the kingdom of God.
无论你系边一个嘅民族，边一个嘅国家，你哋全部都会喺神嘅国度里边。
And also, when we talk about all these racial issues,
当我哋讲到呢啲民族嘅问题
，there's so many problems.
我哋见到有好多嘅问题
，and it's because of sin.
呢个亦都系因为罪嘅缘故。
But the gospel gives us that solution. The gospel will unite all nations, every race, every tribe.
但是福音给了我们一个解决的方法，因为这个福音会联合万国万民。
This is what the reference of the birds resting in its shade points to.
这个也是这些雀仔要在这棵树里面来到得着荫庇的意思。
It points to Ezekiel chapter 17.
这里也讲到以西结书的第17章。
Which is a messianic prophecy. It points to the Messiah that is to come.
这个就是预表尼赛亚。
And under the rule of the Messiah,
在这个尼赛亚的管治底下,
all the nations of the world will come to him for salvation.
世界万国万民都会来到他那里得着救恩。
So it's the picture of the nations are the ones that are the birds that come and lodge in the tree of blessing.
而这个就是这些雀仔就是代表了这些万国万民就会在这一棵大树上面来到宿住得着荫庇。
Now, this is the wonderful hope of our salvation.
这个就是我们救恩的盼望。
We are heirs to God's eternal kingdom.
我们就是承受神永恒的国度。
So how do we respond?
那我们如何去回应呢?
How do we respond to the truth here given to us of God's kingdom?
这里我们已经看到神国度的真理了，我们如何去回应呢?
Verse 24 and 25 are the keys to the key verse to these parables.
第24和25节就是这些比喻的重心。
And he said to them, Pay attention to what you hear. With the measure you use, it will be measured to you, and still more will be added to you. For to the one who has, more will be given, and from the one who has not, not even what he has will be, even what he has will be taken away.
又说你们所听的要留心，你们用什么量器量给人，也必用什么量器量给你们，并且要多给你们。因为有的还要给他，没有的连他所有的也要夺去。
Now Jesus is actually speaking here to his believers.
在这里耶稣是跟他的信徒来说话。
All right, he says to them.
他这里说你们。
And it repeated in verse 11 and 13, it says, he says to them.
在第11和13节也这样说，又对他们说。
And if we go to verse 10,
如果我哋去到第十節咧
，the them actually identifies Jesus' disciples and his followers。
嗰個他們其實咧就係講到耶穌嘅門徒同埋跟從耶穌嘅人。
So Jesus is speaking now to believers。
而家耶穌就係同信徒嚟到説話。
And he's basically saying，
佢呢度就係講
，pay attention to what you hear。
留心去聽你聽緊嘅嘢。
And this is a very important statement。
呢一個係一個好重要嘅説話。
I know that you're all asleep。
你哋咪瞓曬覺啦。
Everybody woke up an hour early。
每人咧都早咗一個鐘頭起身。
So bear with me, we're getting to the end。
我就嚟講完啦。
I'm waking you up because I want you to hear this point。
我而家要叫醒你，因為我想你聽到呢一點啊。
It's important。
因為重要噶。
Jesus says, pay attention。
耶穌話留心啊。
Why？
點解
？What is so special about being a believer？
成為一個信徒有咩特別咧
？What is the mark？Of a Christian.
一个信徒的记号是什么?
The mark of a Christian
一个信徒的记号
is open ears to hear.
就是打开的耳朵去听。
If you are truly God's child,
如果你真是神的儿女,
He has softened your heart.
他已经软化你的心,
to receive His word.
去接受他的话语,
He's opened your ears.
去打开你的耳朵,
He stuck that Q-tip in and cleaned it out.
他已经拿个棉花球帮你洗净耳仔了。
That is the distinguishing feature of a Christian.
这一个就是一个基督徒的独特。
You have ears to hear.
你有耳要听。
You should be responsive to God's word.
你对神的话语应当是作出回应。
That is the distinguishing mark of a Christian.
这个就是一个信徒的记号。
Ears to hear,
有意的去听
hearts to respond,
有心的去回应
Jesus said in John 10,
耶稣在约翰福音第十章这样说
He talks about he is a good shepherd,
讲到他就是好牧人
And what is the distinguishing mark of his sheep?
那他的羊有什么特色呢
The sheep hears his voice,
因为羊听到牧羊人的声音
The sheep knows his voice.
羊认得牧者的声音。
John chapter 10 verse 27, My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me.
约翰福音十章二十七节咁讲，我的羊听我的声音，我也认识他们，他们也跟着我。
So believers have ears to hear.
所以信徒有意去听。
So Jesus is actually telling you something very important. Pay attention now. This is what is important.
所以耶稣呢个话要你而家留心啊，而家讲嘅系重要嘅。
Listen carefully. Be attentive.
你要小心着意嘅去听。
Understand it. Obey it. Live it out.
去明白，去信服，去活出。
Go and share it.
你要去出去分享。
And this is what the verse is saying. If you do that.
这一节就是这样说当你这样做的时候
Verse 24 says With measure you use It will be measured to you And still more will be added to you
第24节就是这样说你用什么量器量给人也必用什么量器量给你们并且要多给你们
You know this parable of the measure is a common proverb used in Jewish times
在犹太人的时代，这个的量器呢，是很普遍的。
Jesus used it in Matthew 7, warning,
耶稣在马太福音第七章也有用过。
Warning against judging others.
在这里，耶稣就是去提醒那些人关于论断人。
You judge others, you will be judged at the same way.
你如何论断人，你亦都会这样被论断。
But Mark uses it slightly different here.
但是马可在这里用的是有少少不同。
It's not about judging others.
这里不是关于论断。
But it's about loving others.
乃是关于爱别人。
Show them grace.
让他们看到恩典。
Bring them the good news.
将这个福音带给他们。
Live out his word.
活出神的话语。
And here he says, if you are faithful in doing that,
在这里说，如果你忠心这样做的时候，
if you are studious in living that out,
如果你殷勤的活出来，
God will bless you.
神就会祝福你。
God will bless your obedience in faith.
当你凭住信心去顺服的时候，神就会祝福你。
And what does it say? He will bless you more abundantly.
他这里说什么？是更加丰盛的家园。
You know, so it's a positive reinforcement of this proverb.
所以在这个比喻里面，这个是一个正面的鼓励。
And it's a wonderful thing, verse 25, you will be given even more.
第25节要加给你的更加多。
See, God knows you have needs. God knows your needs.
神知道你的需要。
And he says he has chosen you and he will actually, as you live faithfully, bless you with all that you need.
神认识你，当你凭着信心顺服去过活的时候，神也都会祝福你。
You know, God, believers have been given already the keys to the eternal inheritance.
一个信徒已经有永恒的锁匙。
If you are a believer in Christ, you have the keys to his eternal kingdom.
如果你是一个信徒的话，你已经有去永恒国度的锁匙。
All right, you have that assurance to know that you'll never be locked out of the house.
你已经有这个保证，你不会被人锁在门外。
So God has given us that grace, the greatest gift of all. And we have to realize he will withhold nothing. He's given us the precious blood of his son. How will we love him? How will we live for him?
我们如何的为祂而活呢?
Does it make a difference in our lives that Jesus has died for us, made us holy?
主耶稣已经为我们死，使我们成圣，这个在我们的生命里面有没有一个影响，一个不同呢?
Does that drive the way that we live?
这个会不会推动我们生活的方式呢?
You know, it is hard sometimes.
有时是很难的。
You know, our eyes get fixed in front of our nose.
因为我们的眼目呢，只可以看到我们的鼻角。
Maybe not Chinese people, our nose is too short.
又或者我们中国人，我们的鼻很短。
But all we see is in front of our nose and all the troubles of life.
我们所看到的就是生命的难处。
And all we do is put our face down. Maybe that's why it's flat.
所以我们做呢，就成日耷低头了，所以个面都扁埋了。
And all we see is all our troubles.
我们所看到的就是我们的问题。
And God's reminding us, look up.
但是神要提醒我们什么？向上望。
Look up.
向上望。
Look to God's word.
向着神的话语去望。
Because God's word is always meant to bring you to him, to make you look up.
因为神的话语就是要你向上望，带到你去神那里。
If your hope is in the things of this world, you'll be flat-faced.
因为如果你的盼望就是在地上的东西，你块面就会平了，扁了。
You know, and for those who have not come to know Jesus as your Savior,
如果你还没来到认识主耶稣基督为你救主，
I pray that God will open your ears to hear.
我的祈祷是神会打开你的耳朵，让你听见。
Because there is a God that loves you.
因为有一位爱你的神。
A God that has promised to give you life eternal.
一个应许过将永恒生命赐给你的神。
You know, don't reject that voice that is calling in the wilderness.
不要拒绝这个在旷野的声音，是呼召你的。
Because his word gives a grave warning here.
因为他的话语现在也都给了我们一个严重的警告。
Even what you have will be taken away.
连你所有的也要夺去。
You know, and I like to say, even what you think you have.
我会这样说，连你以为你有的东
西。Even what you think you have will be taken away.
连你以为你有的东西。都被夺去。
You may think you have security.
你或者以为你有安全。
In your huge 401k.
在你很大笔的退休金里面。
You may think you have security in all the good medical treatments of this world.
你以为在这个世界医学发达里面你有安全。
See, these are false securities.
你看看，这些都是虚假的安全。
Because none of these are eternal. Nothing we can pay for our souls.
And
we have to come and find salvation through Christ.
So that's
the invitation. Come into Christ.
At
least three parables shows us Christ has a plan for salvation. Christ has that power to accomplish all of our salvation.
And
Christ is our hope and everlasting glory.
Glory.
Let us pray.
Father,
we come into your presence.
天父, 我们来到你的面前。
We thank you, O Lord, that you are a sovereign God. That you are a God that is in control of all things. Even as we learn today, that through the life of Christ, every moment of his ministry was planned and orchestrated by you. That is the will of the Father. We thank you, O Lord, to know that you are a God that has all things under control. Help us, O Lord, as we look into this world and look into our lives. Sometimes it seems so insecure,
有时我们觉得很没安全感,
pointless.
好像很没意义,
we see this world getting worse and worse.
这个世界好像越来越差,
the morals are terrible, ethics are terrible.
我们看到这些道德也败坏,
but Lord, help us.
但是主啊, 求你帮助我们,
that even as Jesus was rejected
正如主耶稣基督一样被拒绝,
and persecuted,
被逼迫,
Lord, you are the one that will lift. That you are the one that lifted him up in glory. That through your plan and your design, you have brought salvation to the world through Christ.
That
in the midst of his suffering, it leads to his ultimate glory.
And
it brings to us the greatest gift of all. A gift that we receive through faith in Christ. To be given eternal life. Father, help us to stop looking at our noses, but to look up towards you. Give us that thirst for your word. A love that responds to your amazing grace. So that we will live life to build your kingdom, to bring you glory, that we will live life with the joy of your salvation, knowing that our lives are secure in you. Father, we also pray for the lives of our loved ones who may be struggling. For you know the burdens of many of our hearts. We do not name them name by name, but you know them. Father, we lift these struggling children up into your hands, knowing that it is the power of your Spirit that accomplishes salvation in their lives. Father, we lift them up before you and lay them in your hands. Lord, reignite that flame within their heart. That they will turn from their sin and see your love and your glory. For you, O Lord, are our hope. To salvation. For you are the one that shall carry us through to glory. You have given us all things, O Lord, and we thank you.
主, 我们感谢你, 因为你已经将万事赐给我们。
We pray these in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣基督的名字祈求。
Amen. Let's all rise and turn to hymn number 178.
让我们一起起立, 我们唱诗188.